A listener gets in touch in relation to insurance and says, good morning, Gerry. My home insurance has gone up 35% this year from €580 to €795. They are basing that on a rebuild cost of €230 per square foot, which is absolutely ridiculous. The insurance companies are screwing the people. The regulator, I feel, is sound asleep, not to mention the government have a 5% levy on the policy, which is around €39. That comes in from James this morning. Not too happy. Well, this issue came up earlier on in the week. We were speaking to Kieran Rutledge, CEO of the Aquadome, about the year that they had, about where things were going, the sort of investment they needed. And he made the point during the interview that they're not too happy with the insurance bill they got last year. €10,000 of an increase on their premium, despite the fact that in general, and the figures out this morning prove it, that the cost of claims has gone down with changes that have been brought in fairness by the government to the book of quantum. Here is Kieran Rutledge's comments on that.
Those costs have increased substantially. There's increase in insurance costs even though they're telling us that the book of quantum has brought the price of awards down. We haven't seen that knocked on to our premium yet. They're saying it'll take a few years to work its way through. You know, we have to cover those costs in the meantime. There's no doubt about it that the reductions in the book of quantum have helped in terms of smaller awards, but we're not seeing it passed on in terms of premium savings yet. Insurance at the Aquadome went up by £10,000 last year.
There you go, that's Kieran Rutledge. Well, it seems to bear out in the figures in general from the central bank. They published their liability report for 2022. The report deals with public employer and commercial liability cover, which would be right what Kieran is talking about there in terms of their insurance. With me in the line to talk about this is Brian Hanley, who is CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. We're not happy with these figures and the trends that are emerging from them. Brian, good morning to you. Do you feel the frustration of Kieran Rutledge at the Aquadome?
Good morning. Yes, I think Kieran's story is reflective of hundreds and hundreds of businesses in many sectors right across the economy, whether they're small and medium businesses and tourism and hospitality, but also in, you know, sporting organisations or charity, community and voluntary groups as well. The Central Bank report that came out around liability had a number of interesting findings. It's a very detailed and comprehensive report on the state of liability insurance in the country for that year. And what we particularly noted were liability and premiums increased by 8% in 2022. And this was notwithstanding the cost of settlements continuing to drop. It's now down 14% or $43 million on 2019 settlement awards. The report also recorded insurance company profit margins increasing in 2022 to 14%. That's up from 9% the previous year, a 55% increase in 1 year. And I think the increase in premiums in the context of reduced settlement costs and volume of claims and insurer profits is a very difficult message for businesses, community groups and sporting organizations to accept for two particular reasons. Firstly, the cost of doing business is exceptionally high right now, and insurance costs are a part of that. As you heard there from Kieran, and the ability to absorb premium increases is significantly diminished for many businesses. They just don't have the bandwidth right now for these things. And secondly, I think it's important to look at the figures in the context of the whole of government, indeed whole of society approach to insurance reform in recent years, specifically aimed at tackling high insurance costs and challenges around cover. So whether we have the introduction or had the introduction of the judicial guidelines in 2021 addressing the size of awards, then we had the establishment of a Garda Insurance Fraud Office, and then last year the reform of the duty of care, so that people have to take a little more personal responsibility for their own health and safety when they're on someone else's property. And I think, and indeed the reforms of the Personal Injuries Assessment Board, or now called the Injury Resolution Board, taken together, it's very difficult to reconcile the premium increases, insurer profits, against all those.
Okay, and that's all part of the problem. Is there any sort of reason for why this hasn't happened enough yet, or hasn't gone down yet? You're talking about 2022 figures, you're talking about changes about in the year before. Is it that this just hasn't fed through the system yet to bring down premiums?
Well, a couple of points on that. I mean, the Injury Resolution Board, which addresses, you know, a huge number of claims. Now, they mightn't all be settled there, but there are a lot of applications, or the vast majority of claims at least have to go through the Injury Resolution Board in the first instance. And they're showing a 41% drop in the volume of claims since 2019. So, like, irrespective of some of the other reforms around duty of care and so on, that's a substantial drop in sheer volume, which should in turn have led to reductions. The other point I'd make on that is Minister Dara Cleary, who has particular responsibility for the Injury Resolution Board, talked about annual savings, about its work, and it does excellent work, making annual savings to the economy of tens of millions of euro by avoiding the need for expensive and lengthy litigation and personal injury cases. So yeah, it certainly insurance has a bit to go in terms of you know, too many cases being settled in expensive litigation, but there's clearly tens of millions, to quote the minister, already being saved, and a very significant drop in the volume of claims going back to 2019.
Okay, and in the motor insurance area, we're talking about public liability here. There have been drops over the last number of years, a drop of 7% last year in motor insurance premiums, but we're not seeing it in public liability. Is that because of a specific, is there a reason for that in this particular area of public liability, whereas the government had success in terms of bringing down the cost of insurance premiums with those changes?
Absolutely.
Are the payouts still high on the liability side, for example?
Well, competition is really the answer here. So while the government's Office to Promote Insurance Competition has had some success in attracting new underwriters for motor insurance, and then, you know, I think when you have increased competition, the drop that you mentioned in premiums is reflective of that, and as you say, it was 7% in 2022. In the 3 or 4 years that the Office to Promote Competition has been in place, we haven't seen any new underwriters for liability cover.
So we need a price war, Brian. A price war on the public liability side. Companies willing to come in and, you know, fight for business.
Well, I certainly think that it's self-evident that the lack of competition will impact adversely the price of premiums. And we're seeing from today's report that they're very profitable. I mean, there was a 55% increase in the profit margin of insurers, going from 9 to 14%. And I'm sure lots of small and medium businesses and so on would be very glad to see margins like that right now. And the other thing that insurers said they needed, and what makes Ireland a good prospect to come and do business, is the stability that has been generated within the market as a result of the reforms. So like the reform to the duty of care, like the judicial guidelines, like the reforms of PIAB, this all creates a very, you know, a more settled and stable market, which is something that insurers are looking for.
Which should make it more attractive for outside entrants to come in.
It should. And competition won't just assist in price. I mean, you know, there are many sectors that struggle to get cover or have only one underwriter. Like many organisations, but indeed many sectors that are dependent on one underwriter. And you can imagine for small businesses, you know, wondering will they get covered the next year. Yeah. It's an existential problem for some businesses in those cases.
Yeah. So will I be able to open my door at the end of it if I'm outside activities provider in the tourism market in Kerry? Can I actually afford to open my business for the summer ahead if I don't have cover?
That's it exactly.
Are we seeing enough being done in terms of nuisance claims? And, you know, every once in a while see a high-profile claim of somebody who claims to be injured, but then their social media shows they were dancing at a disco 2 months afterwards, and that those people are being pursued.
Well, I think it's always welcome to see those stories where suspect claims are being challenged, because those unfair claims harm everybody. They harm everybody's business and the premiums that people pay. And so I think that it's vital that insurance companies continue to invest in their fraud detection offices and challenge those claims, and that they don't settle suspect claims for expediency or convenience, because it sends the wrong message entirely. And those cases that we see in the papers send a powerful message out, and I think we need to see more of it. And the Garda Insurance Fraud Office is also there and has been established to assist in the investigation and the processing of those types of claims.
Okay. All right, Brian, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for talking to us in the programme this morning.